Tribal Chair Mike Baines and Sitka Tribe General Manager Lawrence Spotted Bird took issue with the recent sale of city property at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park to Silver Bay Seafoods. Spotted Bird said the tribe feels sidelined as the city's last remaining industrial land is parceled out.
There's been a lot of negotiating with the Silver Bay Seafoods out there at the industrial park, and that's good. They're a big player. They bring some economic activity, a lot of it, to this island. But I think the tribe, though, we kind of always feel left out in getting access to property and land.
And Bain said the tribe feels that Silver Bay in particular has opposed it on key subsistence issues. STA has tried to limit the commercial herring fishery in Sitka Sound, while Silver Bay participates in the fishery as a processor, and some of its more than 300 fishermen owners hold permits.
I think what it boils down to, they're wondering why there was such a big rush, why it was so important to rush that sale through to Silver Bay Seafoods. Silver Bay Seafoods has been anti-subsistence since the day they opened their doors. Like whenever we submitted a proposal to the Board of Fish, they would just fight us tooth and nail.
Spotted Bird reported that after a period of financial crisis that led to layoffs and cuts, the tribe ran a surplus this past year. It's launching three new businesses, getting its tannery back on its feet, and looking at options for affordable housing. And STA would like to work with the city on all of those ventures, Spotted Bird said. Let's be partners and help each other, he added. That's a big issue for us right now, is getting beyond these barriers and be real about being partners.
Because it's nice to meet, but now let's talk business. Let's do business together.
Meanwhile, Tribal Council member Rachel Moreno said the city needs to step up on public transit. Sitka's bus system, The Ride, is run by STA and funded by both the tribe and the nonprofit Center for Community. But STA is losing some of the federal grants it relies on for The Ride. Last year, the assembly agreed to pitch in $25,000, but made it clear that it was a one-time infusion. Moreno bristled at those conditions.
So, asking for a one-time $25,000 contribution from the city. I kind of, but not really jokingly, say, well, the next time we'll be 50.
She said it's unreasonable that the city historically has not contributed to Sitka's only public transit system, which is used by tribal citizens and non-citizens alike.
The city really does need to step up and take on that responsibility equally with the tribe. Maybe not equally as far as a dollar to dollar goes, but put in a meaningful amount every year. That's essential. That's an essential service, just like healthcare.
Tribal Council member Bob Sam had a more symbolic suggestion. He asked the city to consider tearing down the blockhouse on Caguantan Street, which has attracted vandalism and drug use. He suggested building a playground in the area instead.
Let's tear down that blockhouse. To symbolize something, that blockhouse is a wall. There was a wall there. Let's tear it down symbolically so that we can create a bridge. Symbolically create a bridge between the native community, the village, and you.
Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell welcomed that suggestion.
I mean, it's a symbol of the fort and of what was separating the communities, and so you're right on about that. And I think that it would be a wonderful thing to maybe try and have a playground put in there and the blockhouse taken down for the 150th anniversary.
That would be the 150th anniversary of the U.S. purchase of Alaska, which is coming up in 2017. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.